Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Getting ready for back to school. School year getting started very soon. Teachers already back at it. Most districts around the area. And we're going to talk about one aspect of education, and that's mentoring. Josh Sullivan is the lead youth development mentor for the Douglas Education Service District. Josh, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me today.
So talk about a little bit about your background, first of all. How long have you been with ESD?
So I've been with ESD for almost 2 years. Prior to that, I worked at the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and then prior to that, I was in the United States Marine Corps for about 7 years.
Now, how did you end up in working with the Youth Development Mentor Program?
I was kind of in a little hiatus, I guess you could say, between jobs, and saw this position become available, and thought that trying to work with the youth in our community and with my background and trying to kind of lead them on the right path instead of seeing firsthand what could potentially happen to them down the road.
Well, and I know being in law enforcement, you see the bad outcome sometimes, kids that are ignored, not treated well, abused, or just make poor choices and take that through their teen years maybe and into adulthood, and then you're dealing with them on the law enforcement side. So it sounds like you're interested in kind of working more on the preventative side and having a better outcome.
That is totally right.
So the youth development program now, has this program itself been around for quite a while, or is this newer?
We're on our second biennium, so it's been around for about 3 years now.
And I noticed that ESD got $600,000 in grant funding recently for the program. Is this to kind of help it in general, or do you have some particular things that are going to be used with the money?
So with the money we received, some of the money will be used to help pay for their wages for the mentors. They are a paid employee of the Douglas ESD, and some of the other money will be used to cover wages for students for local paid internship experiences throughout the year.
Talk about the needs of this programming coming out of the pandemic. It seems every area related to young people, data is showing a lot of a lot of issues and re-engagement, and just a lot of places where maybe all areas of education need to work more to help these kids out.
Right. Yeah. So currently, we have three mentors that work with the 13 school districts in Douglas County. Just during the last biennium alone, we had made contact with over 600 students throughout Douglas County, and assisted them in multiple different ways, with at 30 of them earning their GED or high school diploma.
Well, and I know during the pandemic as well, some kids disengaged from school, and so that's probably a greater need right now. What are some of the challenges you see with these kids?
Attendance is a huge challenge. Just getting the students to be motivated to get up in the morning and, attend their classes. During the pandemic, a lot of the students, they were kind of on their own schedule and didn't have their prior schedule regime down. So it took them some time to get reacquainted with that. Stable housing has been a crisis as well. There's a lot of houseless youth that we serve within this program, as well as mental health. Our flight team alone, within the last couple of years, they've assisted the multiple districts with trauma affecting students and the student body. So them are probably primarily the main issues that we're dealing with.
Yeah, a lot of mental health challenges for sure. And how do you, now what's the age range that you're dealing with in this program?
So our age range is 14 to 24 for these different programs that we have. So under the youth development program, the umbrella. So we have the Youth Development Mentors, which is what I do as far as working with youth 14 to 21 that are either underengaged, disengaged, credit deficient, or just need a positive, meaningful adult in their life. We also have the Youth Transition Program, and so that prepares youth experiencing disabilities for employment and career-related post-secondary education. We have a transition network, which partners with the Oregon Department of Education to improve post-educational outcomes for youth with disabilities by providing employment opportunities that benefit individuals. And we also have the Career and Technical Education, which partners with our partners with the high schools and their career and technical education classes, such as automotive, agriculture, woodworking, welding, and construction, and more, to give them the access to try different things that they may be interested in as a career.
Now, how do you get connected with these kids individually? Are they, is a school counselor recommending them to your program? Do they seek you out? How does it work?
Kind of all the above. So we've kind of left it to where anyone can refer to our program. So we have an online referral that can be done, and pretty much anybody can do it. The students can do it themselves, teachers, parents, community partners, anyone that is familiar with the youth and feel that they could use some other positive resources in their life.
Now, sometimes if another person recommends them, when you contact them, is there ever a bit of a reluctance to delve into this whole area?
You know, in my experience so far working with this, we've had very few that have denied the extra resources. A lot of them are thankful that we have come across their path, and they've been excited to get the extra boost, the extra motivation, you know, sitting down with them to establish goals in order to not only succeed with their education, but also help them succeed in life.
So are you meeting them at school, at home, elsewhere in the community?
Primarily we meet them at school. We try to pick a time of the day where they may have an elective or a study hall or something, so we're not interfering with their core classes. But you know, we've met at parks, we've met at coffee shops, you name it. You know, wherever they're available to meet, we go to them and try to make it easier for them.
I imagine to really get going and kind of delve into the best way to assist them, you kind of have to take some time to get to hear their story.
Yes, that's a big part of the process. Is just, you know, it may take several meetings with them to get that rapport established, that trust established, because obviously we're an outsider coming in. But I think one of the good things about us coming in that way is we come in with an unbiased approach. I mean, we don't know them, they don't know us, so we get to, you know, embark on that journey together with learning each other. And, you know, just helping them figure out what they want to do with their education and in life, and any barriers that come up along the way, helping them overcome those barriers as well.
Do you see sometimes an overuse of social media sort of being an impediment for them wanting to succeed?
I mean, as we know, pretty much all youth are on social media, but I don't really get that sense. You know, at least with the students that I've worked with, you know, they just, a lot of them just need the extra boost, and that person that that they feel that actually believes in them and tells them, you know, I guess with a personal thank you or a verbal reward for them doing such a good job. Just them small gestures like that, you know, really can motivate some of these youth that we work with.
So do you have a lot that come from single parent homes or kind of complicated family relationships?
We do, yes. There's a lot of single family homes, a lot of extended family that are raising the youth. So that can be, you know, somewhat difficult as well.
All right, more with Josh when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. Josh Sullivan, a lead youth development mentor for the Douglas Education Service District. and the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show ahead at 4 o'clock. And tomorrow we talk about mental health in particular. And in fact, we're going to be talking to Cherie Barnstable from ADAPT, their Chief of Community Mental Health Services, and Congressman Cliff Bentz with us on Fridays inside Douglas County. Josh Sullivan, the lead youth development mentor for the Douglas Education Service District, talking about the program, recently getting some additional grant funding to help it work. And I imagine no day is exactly the same for you.
No, it isn't, which is what makes this job fun. We're meeting with students, at least once a week in person. But, we leave an open door that, any issues arise, call us. Doesn't matter what time, day or night, because we'd rather work out that issue, try to get a solution for it so they're not dwelling on it and then it's interfering with, their education or, just their lives.
Does the program operate differently during the summer months when school is not in session?
So usually the first part of the summer, we are working with the individual schools that offer their credit recovery. So we're usually there. Could be multiple days of the week assisting students that may need an extra hand and also, assisting the staff. And then after that, we generally try to do like a summer program to where we're inviting students from all over the county to attend different field trips that we may have scheduled throughout the summer just to kind of give some of them some experiences that, they may never would have received.
Talk about how the how you interface with potential employers around here.
So for that, we partner a lot with the Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board with their Recruit HIPPO program. They work with a lot of the community employers regarding jobs, and so they offer the same job internship as well. So we work with them a lot, but here we're starting to kind of venture out, and that's what one of the grants is going to help pay is for that internship. And during the summers we also offer a peer-to-peer summer program, so that pairs students that are on IEPs or 504s that may have a little more difficulty in navigating the workplace. So we pair them with a peer mentor, and the mentors they receive job coach training, and the mentees receive training on self-advocacy, workplace readiness, interview, resume prep, and then the pair works together to complete 60 paid working hours. And this summer, we partnered with the Adams House, Ohana, Paul Spa, YMCA of Douglas County, Myrtle Creek Library, Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, Umpqua Valley Arts, and Umpqua Watersheds were all willing to take these students in and give them the internship for the summer. And so a huge thank you goes out to all these different organizations that partnered with us on that.
I know for kids that are struggling, not really sure what to do in the future, there's been a shift really in the last decade. It used to be that everybody was pushing you towards a four-year education. If you didn't think that worked for you, you were kind of not sure what your future was going to be like. But there's so many opportunities now with the CTE programs and the technology things where you can either go to UCC or get an internship, work with a local company, a lot of options that ironically sometimes ultimately will land you a higher paying job than what a lot of people get in after a four-year college.
That is correct, and you're right. We're seeing a lot of the movement from the traditional, 2 to 4 year college to where students are just wanting to go straight to a career. And so I think that's one of the great the great parts of the Future Ready grant is for youth to be able to take advantage of this money and go do an internship with, you know, one agency or multiple agencies, just to kind of, you know, find a career path that that they enjoy without, you know, maybe kind of jumping around from place to place. But at least here, they're kind of getting their feet wet, or have the opportunity to get their feet wet in multiple different areas.
And to do that in a local setting versus what a lot of kids have done when they turn 18 is they get on the freeway and immediately go north.
Right. Yes, I mean, we have a lot of good businesses here that, you know, welcome our programs and are eager to participate and bring these youth on. And, you know, a lot of these youth that that we've seen and have referred to, like Recruit Hippo for internship. A lot of these employers have ended up hiring the youth on as full-time employees for their business.
So you're really seeing some successes there then?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's a great program, and you know, we definitely use it a lot.
Do you find, I mean, when somebody gets hired like that and you've been working with them or one of the other staff has for a while, I imagine that really puts in a big change in their, not just their mental health status, but their feeling that they can succeed.
Absolutely. It's very rewarding for us as a mentor, you know, to see that development from, you know, you could be working with them for months or years, but just to continue to see that gradual growth and maturity, and you know, seeing them get across the, you know, walk across the stage or to receive their diploma or GED, and then you know, landing a career, going to college. I mean, it's a great feeling.
And so there's a lot of steps involved. It sounds like on your part, and for the kids as well, it really requires a lot of patience, because whatever situation they're in, you're not going to be able to help them and turn their life around overnight.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's, you know, it's baby steps, you know, to get to that position. And it's a lot of work on the youth themselves and, you know, the mentor, because each child that we're dealing with is obviously different. So just being able to, you know, stop dealing with this one youth to go to the next youth, I mean, it's going to be a completely different scenario. But again, you know, they're the future of tomorrow, so we're trying to do everything that we can to set them up for success.
As you work with these young people, do you get feedback sometimes from parents or family that they're living with about the changes they're seeing?
Yes, we get a lot of from parents, emails, you know, a lot of from teachers and administrators at schools. Again, all these programs that we've talked about today are free, so they don't cost the schools anything, they don't cost the youth anything, they don't cost the parents anything. So we're just an additional free resource along with all the other resources that they have to, you know, try to get them to succeed. And so, yeah, we've got a lot of positive feedback from, you know, parents and community members about the, you know, just how grateful they are that this program exists and us connecting with their child.
And likely, given the fallout from the pandemic, this is an area that's going to need this type of attention for the foreseeable future.
I would think so. I mean, the numbers that we're receiving referrals, I mean, they're not slowing down. You know, each year, each school year, they seem to be getting higher and higher. So, yeah, you know, we're hoping this program will be around for a while. And also we're, you know, looking at different avenues to potentially get more funding to, you know, hire additional mentors as well.
What is the, for you, what do you see as, you know, at the end of the day, your greatest, you know, the greatest part of doing this job?
For me, it's, you know, like I talked about earlier, it's just watching them grow from the first day that you met them throughout the higher amount of time that you are working with them. You know, I have a couple students that I've worked with them, you know, the last 3 years and got them as a freshman, and now they're going into their junior year. And I mean, it's been, you know, leap and bound difference from day one when we met till, you know, today. And just, you know, the gratitude that they give us and the appreciation that they have for us, that, we're there on their side helping them is it's very rewarding.
If a parent or family member is listening and wants to find out more about this, because it kind of has clicked that maybe their student or young person might benefit from this, how do they get connected with you or the ESD staff?
So they can go to the Douglas ESD website, which is douglasesd.k12.or.us. At the top, click on the Programs tab, and then scroll down to the Youth Development, and there's a list of all the personnel that's under the Youth Development Program. Myself, Marcia, Xavier, John, Les, Beth, and Ethan, and Melody. Our names are all there with our email addresses, so feel free to reach out and contact us at any time.
Josh Sullivan, Lead Youth Development Mentor for the Douglas Education Service District. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
1258 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.